It's just another second half comeback, and that's kind of been their MO. And when they go to Cleveland,
I have never seen so many punts. Well, I mean, you know, the last week or two, you know, there've been more, but my goodness, a battle of the defense is just, you know, three and out, four and out. I mean, just it was all day on the defense, right?
Our defense is an elite defense. I mean, people always want to talk about UWF offense and this and that. But this year, Cavell Connor, our defensive coordinator, has changed up what they've done for the last 6 years, and it works. We don't give up a lot of points. We don't give up. You can't run on this team. You're getting maybe a yard. I mean, they are so strong against the run and good enough against the pass that this defense will keep us in every game we play.
No, it's
the rest of the year.
It is impressive. And also a game in which the only turnover, and it was sort of a like-ish turnover, was the muff punt that Delta recovered. No interceptions, no fumbles on either side, a clean game in that regard. Not as clean with the penalties, 15 for 153. Delta had 7 for 95, so we still have a lot of work to do there. And some big penalties too, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Delta's first scoring drive came pretty much on, we gave up 30 straight yards of penalties in three plays.
Ouch.
I mean, so it was just, and two of them were false start or were offsides penalties. So,
okay.
I mean, you've got to watch the ball. Don't listen to them trying to do the extra clap, and they're changing up their cadence and trying to draw you off because it worked.
Yeah.
That's just a discipline thing for the players. You can teach it and coach it all you want, but that one's on the players. So, I mean, unfortunately, there's still work to do, but, I mean, we haven't played a perfect game yet, and we're 6-2 and tied for first in the conference.
Yeah, and as you said to Coach after the game, I mean, or as he said, you know, they haven't played to their potential even yet, which is, you know, that's scary and cool all at the same time. One weird note from the game, I just wanted to ask you your opinion about this, is time of possession. UWF had it for 40 minutes. Delta had it for only 20 minutes. It seemed like time of possession would favor an even greater score victory, but, you know, it just didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you figure, hey, one of their first touchdown was a 7-yard drive, they only needed two plays, so that's going to take like a minute.
The muff punt, right?
And when we hold them to as many 3-and-outs and 4-and-outs as they're going to have, like in the second half, they had 6 possessions. One of them, they got one first down and then turned it over on downs. 4 of them were 3-and-outs.
Yeah.
And so if you're staring there at 2nd and 10 or 3rd and 8, you're going to be throwing the ball, and it's going to be an incompletion, so it's going to stop the clock. So it's just not going to be any time for them to build up possession, and their defense had to play on the field a lot more than it probably wanted to, and we wore them down, and we scored those touchdowns in the second half.
Absolutely. And as you said, I mean, defense held them scoreless in the second half, which is, you know, that's impressive. So coming up, what do we have next week?
We host Valdosta State on our Breast Cancer Awareness Day. It's a 4:00 kick. Going to be tough. Valdosta's back to being Valdosta. But other than their one loss to Delta State, they've won the rest of their games. So it'll be a good game, hopefully, and hopefully it'll be an Argonaut win. But we've got a huge list of home events this week. Both Fockers are going to be home this weekend, Friday and Sunday. Swimming and Diving hosts Tulane Friday evening. Volleyball, they host Valdosta State on Saturday, so it's Let's Beat Valdosta Day. Cross Country just finished. They ran up at the GSC Championship this last weekend in Huntsville. They both finished in 6th place, which was higher than they were predicted in the preseason poll. It was a strong, successful day for the cross-country programs.
Outstanding. Well, all the sports, I know we talk football all the time, but all the sports at UWF are generally amazing, and we do we definitely punch above our weight, so to speak, when it comes to Division II athletics. Brian Henry, he's UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. As always, Brian, thanks for the time this morning. Go Argos.
Go Argos, Andrew.